Welcome back, MGTOW men. The freedom that you have as MGTOW is a reason that many men that are married or dating resent you. And the freedom that you have is rare, and it's attainable when you have extra money and time. And when you are in a relationship, and many of these relationships only occur when you feel you don't have that freedom, you are tied down mentally, emotionally, and even physically, and you begin to doubt the fact that you possess freedom and that you can make an improvement in your life. And that's one of the keys. And the fact that you don't think the alternative exists and the only reality is the one that you're living in is what leads many men to stay in relationships and to believe that the freedom that they could have isn't actually reality. And what I want to talk about today is exactly that. I want to talk about how when you're in a relationship, you really don't realize the freedom that you could choose to have and how many things you can opt out of. And then once you step outside of it, you're blown away. And I'm going to draw upon my own stories and I'm going to draw upon a couple text messages that I got from a friend. So the reality that you have to be located in the same city and at most the same county that your girlfriend lives in or that she works in is a danger. And the dangers behind this are that you will have your job opportunities vastly decreased. And if you can only choose from jobs that are in your area, in your city, or in your country, your opportunity to take risk and to branch out in the age of being able to move everywhere, anywhere, and get a job anywhere are completely limited. And that's a positive that many men don't grasp today that they couldn't even have 30, 40 years ago. And you're not confined in ways that you used to be confined job-wise as well. Take advantage of it. I know that for me, when I was in college as an undergrad, this was the situation. So she had lived in the area that we were both going to college in, and I was 4 hours away. And afterwards, I was going to graduate and go work and go to graduate school 18 hours away. And it was either she comes with or we break up. And that's how it should be. And that's how it was. And we broke up. And I'm gone in this new location that I wouldn't have been able to go to if I was with her. And if she came with and I was going to school and working, I wouldn't be able to live on campus as I am now, saving more money. I would have to commute and live in an apartment that would have been considerably more expensive for me in the long run. And to take a story from my friend that I spoke about in a video in late August, the same one that, if you guys remember, had his girlfriend break up with him just days after learning about his father being in the hospital with what could be a life-altering or life-threatening illness. And he sent me these two text messages last night about he just booked a flight to Hawaii and he couldn't believe it. He had never been. He can't believe he didn't snap out of his chains earlier and choose this freedom, this life of freedom. And his two text messages are as follow. Bro, it's still brazy. I'm going to Hawaii. Like, I should have given up responsibility a long time ago. And bro, it's too crazy. Like, people our age are getting married and having kids. We should be traveling and enjoying the world. My parents never even went to Hawaii. And when you don't have a relationship, you knock out the chains and increase your risk-taking ability while lowering the consequences that could be associated with those risks. And that's the ultimate place to be in. The dichotomy that is created through MGTOW is that you should be able to pursue. So today, in this video, we're going to look at what you're able to pursue, and we're going to look at this phenomenon of having freedom that is at your fingertips that you had no idea existed. And the first thing I want to touch on is an observation I made and one that I see with my friend and with myself. And why do you think one of the first things that a man does when he breaks up is to go traveling and live home free often? So dovetailing off a post I made on travelerspoint.com titled Leaving a Long-Term Partner to Travel for Up to a Year. A man is considering not going traveling at age 24 because of a 19-year-old girlfriend of his, and it illustrates exactly that point. I'm 24, and I have been with my girlfriend since I was 19, and she was 17. So I guess she'd be 22 now. After 5 years and 6 months, we are in a very stable relationship. I have been traveling to periods of up to 3 weeks, just little trips to various places, seeing as much as I can in a short time. However, I want to see more and do more and experience what it is like to truly travel and live somewhere else. I would want to do this for a year, however, she has no interest in going for various reasons. So, I would have to go on my own with friends. Has anybody else had to make a similar choice? She says, if I want to go, then I should go, and she will be here when I get back. But how do I know whether it's fair? Whether or not it's fair, everyone in life can have a relationship. They can date, they can get married. This is something that anyone can pursue. but not everyone can choose to take advantage of the freedom that they often forfeit in order to travel. And when I broke up with my most recent ex, I drove around the continental United States for 2 to 3 weeks, staying in random hotels, Pittsburgh, Cincy, Kansas City, going to Seattle. And man has natural impulse to travel. He is more naturally nomadic as well. And it's rare that this is accomplished with a partner, or at least it's accomplished without any strains on the relationship. They're going to either want to come with, and if you go, even if they say that it's okay for you to go, as I've experienced, they're still going to be bitter, and they're going to get this notion in their brain that you're enjoying life too much without them, and that you don't actually need them or care about them at all, and then they move on. And if that's the case, then that person shouldn't be in a relationship with you anyway. And my parents were married for 4 years prior to having kids, and the only reason that they did this and prolonged that was to have more freedom to travel. So this is rare as it is to be able to do that with as a married couple, and it's not something I would recommend, because there are more constraints and more things you always have to consider if you're traveling with another person, especially as a man traveling with a female. And I want to emphasize just how much you're going to be taken back by the freedom that you have and a couple things associated with it. So I know many people from college that dated a person that they went to school with, or another school, dated a person that went to another college nearby, a few hours away, or dated a girl from their hometown. They would travel back and live what is known as a suitcase relationship. And when you have the relationship down to a finely tuned and packed to perfection suitcase, you are in a relationship that is sucking your time. And imagine the amount of miles that you burn up. Take a note from Kanye West's 30 Hour song, if you guys know it. Chicago to St. Louis, St. Louis to Chicago. You had me driving far enough to switch the time zone. You was the best of all time at the time, though. You wasn't mine, though, but I still drove 30 hours. I still drove 30 hours to you. Have you been there? I have been there. And the amount of the time and distances that you've driven to see a girlfriend at night, or those 30 hours as Kanye describes it, you could have hit all the Western United States, seen the coast, seen Mount Rushmore, D.C., the Four Corners, Willis Tower in Chicago, anything you want, whether it's international, across the United States, but instead you burned up $2,000, whatever it was, wear and tear on your car, and most importantly, lost all of that time after work where you could have been getting work done in your side business or even sleeping or working out just to travel. You were chained down to a certain highway, and I remember driving on this one highway east of the college town that I was in, on the way to her house in the middle of nowhere multiple times a week at night, asinine hours. And I knew the highway like the back of my hand, when I should be getting acquainted with things like the Mediterranean Sea, Machu Picchu, Banff up in Canada. And the whole time you never really conceptualize that you have the freedom to do all these things and to move on from this rut that you're in. And when you see people doing it, you often see they're probably far-flung hippies that have no money and have to be in the Peace Corps to do so. And this is simply not true. It could be you. And the realization of freedom can even extend to simple things, so simple that you will roll your eyes that you were ever in a relationship if you look back. And I remember after breaking up with my girlfriend of 18 months after graduating with my bachelor's, and I was at home by myself for like the first time in 2 years since getting in a relationship, and I realized that I had the freedom to even sit down and play Command and Conquer Generals and not feel like I was wasting time. And the reason that we abandon many hobbies like this when we get in a relationship is because we have this new biological inclination that we have to be in hunting or gathering mode. We are in the mindset that there are mouths to feed, and that we have this external pressure from either children we have to support or the wife or child bearer that is there. And because of this, every minute has to be preparing for the impending winter that is set to be oncoming in our brains. And when you are the only one that you have to provide for, if you're going MGTOW, even if you were just dating this person and no kids were involved in the first place, you're still going to view life and the pressure to do things in a completely different manner. You're even going to step back and say, it's okay, you know, once you get out of that relationship, that it's okay that I'm playing video games tonight. I have enough money, I have enough time, I know what I need to do with the time that I will have going forward, and I don't need to fear that my stores for winter won't be enough. And another important thing to recognize is that your freedom is limited a lot of times in relationships because there's another factor to consider. There's that other person. And even if that person's very agreeable, no matter what, you do not know all the variables and how they're going to react to your travel plans or your decisions on the road. And when you know the threshold, how cheap of a hotel you can live in, how few amenities you need, you will know how much you need to spend. It's an easier thing to game plan, and it immediately removes options that you would otherwise consider. Travel plans are no longer as difficult, and you know that if you have to pull over on the side of the road and sleep in your car in the middle of the night in Montana, then you can. And the extremes that you can put yourself in are higher than the extremes that you would be able to stand if you had a girlfriend to accommodate. And when I was in the white knighting phase of my second girlfriend, we talked about a cross-country road trip that we were going to do. And I would mention I'd be willing to sleep in my car and stay in cheap hotels. She mentioned that she had a standard of hotel that she would have to stay in. And that would probably cost you at least $30 more a night. Money that could help pay for food expenses that could last an entire week. Maybe you stop and get very cheap food at a Walmart or another grocery store prior, and you don't spend a lot of frivolous money at expensive restaurants or coffee shops. That's doable. That $30 will go a long way. But when you're independent, you have the freedom to not just spend less, but also live in places that are less expensive. Long term, it's harder to convince a woman, especially as technology has made us even more dependent on modern conveniences and the grid, that it's okay to live in northern Louisiana for a while as you improve your job and save money, or live in the middle of nowhere, Indiana, as you try to build your career and take the social hit at the moment for the Fort Wayne market as you try to build yourself up to work at the corporate branch in Phoenix, Orlando, or Denver, wherever it may be. And don't get me wrong, this certainly applies to those that aren't American or living in the United States. You can pull this in other nations, and I'm sure a little bit different, things will be a little bit different in other nations, but this applies to everyone, okay? And I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from what you have to say about this, and I'll leave you with this. The situation that you have faced before. And there was a post on MGTOW.com in the MGTOW travel section, which the guy posting says, "I'm Spartacus. As I sit here in the airport," that's his name, Spartacus, "waiting for my plane to arrive, I am taking time to ponder if I'd be able to take this trip if I was in a relationship. Answer, probably not. Of course, Cupcake would want to go, extra plane ticket. The, oh honey, let's go on this tour, I don't want to. Being MGTOW has freed me from the burdens financially and emotionally." Sums it up right here. Sums up this video. Sums up my point in this video, and I hope that it sticks with you guys. So don't get me wrong. There are girls that want to travel and pursue the freedom lifestyle, but that means something so much different, okay? There are girls also known as transients, the ones that live to post pictures of themselves on social media, traveling, and often living off of another person's dime. They are out there, and hey, if there's a guy that's willing to pay for that, that's on him. That's really not on her. He's not standing up for himself in that situation and his dollar. And these girls may be fun and whatever, but it's not sustainable for you, okay? It probably isn't. And if you guys split up, she has just gained a free ride around the world for the past 3 years. And there is also the transient female that is so because she was unable to stay in one location. She burned bridges in each spot and isn't pursuing a life that is consistent. And you end up not having a goal in your travels. While you're living as a transient man, you can do so because you are able to make money. You have the freedom to use a skill and your laptop, and you can bring money in as you travel, and that's often all it takes. So let's ruminate. Let's this sit in our brains. Let this ruminate and marinate for a while as you sit on in your thoughts. And I originally planned on posting this on Freedom Friday, but I ended up working until 10:30 tonight, and it's 12:44 a.m. right now on Saturday morning. So it'll go up tomorrow. And freedom is one of the first things that I tasted when I became single the first time. And the taste of freedom is so strong. And it's a great taste. And unlike the taste of anything I've ever had, so much taste, so much zest, so much potential, and so much less consequence and stress and confinement. And nothing against you guys that want to set up shop in one place. Absolutely. If that's smart for you equity-wise, then do it. Okay, and I don't even want to emphasize bashing the female that wants to be a transient in this video either. This is just about realizing and waking up to the amount of freedom that you really have. Okay, society has created this confinement, and it has mainly to do with the fact that it expects you to get in a relationship. And if you don't have one, the meaning behind work, the meaning behind the amount of money that you need, it's a totally different ballgame. And realize this freedom and grasp this freedom. So share your stories. I want to hear your own stories of freedom and your first tastes of it on this / Freedom Friday / Solo Sunday, Saturday, whatever you want to call it. It's so fitting. Hoodie's up. Hoodie is out, guys.